From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, we conclude our series on the Dark Horse Battalion. Officially known as the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment, it deployed 1 year ago to southern Afghanistan. There, it suffered the highest casualty rate of any Marine unit in the war. Yesterday, we heard about one Marine who didn't make it home.
Today, we focus on those who did, but with serious injuries. 184 men were wounded during the deployment. 34 lost limbs. NPR's Tom Bowman reports on how these men are preparing to move on with their lives.
Running was my favorite thing to do, and I could almost say I loved running more than my wife and kids. I loved running.
Jake Romo can't run now, not after what happened in Afghanistan. His legs are just stumps wrapped in khaki fabric.
I would run with weight. If I was just running with shorts and a t-shirt, I could run all day. I could run and run and run nonstop.
Romo's one of dozens of Marines from Dark Horse Battalion who come to Balboa Naval Hospital in California. He's doing an upper body workout. All around are Marines who lost limbs. A physical therapist helps one work with weights. Just outside, another Marine who lost a leg climbs a rock wall.
We have to hold these guys back. I mean, all these guys are very motivated. They want to be running yesterday.
That's Michael Podlensky, a physical therapist at Balboa. He works with as many as 30 amputees each day. One of them is Jake Romo. He's 22, and he was on his first deployment when he lost his legs back in February.
I knew when I got hit that I'd lost both my legs. I knew right away.
It was a day he remembers as straight up miserable. Heavy rain, lightning, and mud.
If it hadn't been for the mud and all the rain and stuff, I probably wouldn't be here today. It muffled the blast, but also because the homemade explosives, it partially detonated what I stepped on. Probably half of one of those exploded.
So on that miserable day, Romo was just lucky enough to survive. Now Romo is determined he'll run again. He hopes to try in the next 6 to 9 months when he gets new prosthetic legs. For now, he's working hard at the rehab center. And after the workout's done, he heads home. It's just a few minutes' drive. Romo's wife, Michelle, is at the wheel. She pulls the van into their driveway. She opens the side door of the modified van.
Run to the door.
Jake rolls down a ramp in his wheelchair.
Say hi.
His 2-year-old son, Liam, leads the way into the townhouse. Inside, Michelle holds their son, Darren, just 5 months old, and talks about the day she got the call about Jake.
Liam was sleeping, and I got the phone call, and I knew, you know, is this Mrs. Romo, Jacob Romo's wife, and I knew right away who it was. I started to hyperventilate, and I'm like, okay, I just need to breathe because I'm pregnant, and the guy was very sweet. He was so sweet, and I just, I needed to get out. Okay, is he alive? Yes, he's alive. I was like, okay, so I could calm down and just, you know, take a couple of breaths.
The man was reading from a statement, something about a bilateral amputee. At first, she wasn't sure what that meant, and then she was told his legs were gone.
My first concern, actually, I said it to the guy, I was like, the worst thing about this is my husband loves to run. That's what he does, you know? I said, I'm just so sad for him because he loves you. And I didn't want him to be upset, you know? I didn't want him to be sad. And I didn't want him to hurt. I didn't want him to be in pain. And I didn't want him to be alone. So that was the first 2 days.
The loss of Jake's legs was one thing. What Michelle really worried about was his spirit.
And then he called us, and then it was such a huge relief. Finally, we could all rest that night. We could all sleep because he called, and he was in such good spirits, and because that was the concern.
What did you say when you called? Do you remember?
I was so heavily medicated. I couldn't tell you what month it was, let alone what I said. No.
You have to ask her. I don't remember.
I remember some of what he said. I was just so relieved that his tone of voice was so good, and he was laughing, and he was just calm, and just himself. You know, I could tell that his psyche hadn't been damaged. That was my main concern. His mom, too. We were both like, after we talked to him and got off the phone, we were like, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay.
Jake Romo thinks he'll be okay, too. He figures he'll get out of the Marine Corps, and he jokes that losing his legs might actually help him in a way.
I would never have had as many options if I hadn't gotten hit. I'm getting offers from private intel companies. I'm currently involved with a martial arts company that I was involved in prior to the Marine Corps. And for the last 6 months, we've been developing a martial arts program for a serious self-defense program for guys in wheelchairs.
So far, Jake Romo, like many of the seriously wounded Dark Horse Marines, are doing pretty well. But it's only been a few months.
We got to track them. We got to trend them and see how things go long term.
That's Rear Admiral Forrest Fazen. He's in charge of medical care for all Marines and sailors on the West Coast.
Because that'll be the true indication of whether or not this was all successful. Is, you know, 5 years from now, what do we see? You know, how are we doing for families? How are we doing for suicide rates or things like that? All those things, it's way too early to tell.
On a bright San Diego afternoon, a handful of Marines sit on recumbent bikes, the kind equipped with hand pedals. The men all lost legs in Afghanistan last October, the toughest month for Dark Horse Battalion. Now they're getting ready to do laps around a small lake.
And there's cars out there today, so okay. Stay to the right of the yellow line.
You got that, Osway? You going to keep up with me today?
That was Marcus Chischilly. Everyone calls him Chilly. Chilly lost a leg after stepping on a roadside bomb. He'd like to go back out and patrol again in Afghanistan, but he knows it's unlikely. He doesn't want a desk job, so Chilly is looking to leave the Marines and become an X-ray technician. Then there's Josue Barone. He's out training too. He lost a leg and his left eye. He's getting out of the Marines too.
It's not the same anymore. And the career we wanted was just staying just infantry because that's what I joined to do. Like, in my head, I was like, oh, I'm gonna join infantry and that's what I want to do. That's what the Marine Corps is all about. Might as well just get out and look for a better job, something else.
And then there's Lieutenant Cam West, who thinks there's no better job than being a Marine. West was also wounded last fall. He also lost a leg. He was out on patrol, walking behind his radio operator, Lance Corporal James Belk, who stepped on a roadside bomb. The blast killed Corporal Belk and wounded Lieutenant West. West eventually ended up at Bethesda Naval Hospital. He was groggy. He hadn't really been speaking. He woke up one day, and his parents were in the room. It was the first time they'd seen him since he lost his leg.
It's good to wake up and, you know, see your mom and pops. My dad and me, we go back and forth, and we always quote John Wayne from his movies. He was there at the foot of the bed, and he said, Mas frijoles, mamacita. And I finished it out. Por favor. It's from a great John Wayne movie, probably the greatest, The Searchers. My mom looked at him and said, ah, he's going to be fine. And then, you know, it was good to go after that.
That was about a year ago. Since then, Wes has been working out. He's getting used to his prosthetic leg. He can ride a bike. Cam West plans to stay on active duty. He wants to be one of the few Marines who has lost a leg but can still lead men in combat.
Shooting, running, and gunning like I did before is it's going to be a little trickier now. Definitely possible, but, you know, I'm not going to blow smoke.
But you're going to try for that?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Still, he has a fallback plan.
Be a rancher in Colorado. If I don't do the Marine Corps thing, look for me poking cows, longhorns.
Kind of like John Wayne.
Ride away.
Tom Bowman, NPR News.
Ride away.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.